a professional in any business. You're not qualified yet, but you're getting highly paid to do that job. How does that work? And people will tell you that it can't be done, that it's impossible. You have to have the qualification. And here are some things to consider whether you're a business owner or whether you're really passionate about working in somebody else's business and you would like to help that business grow. So even if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, a fashion designer, a hairdresser, a landscape gardener, it doesn't matter which business you want to go into. The number one thing to be successful in any business, of course, is to be really passionate about that career path. That is what you want to do. It's your number one choice in the world. And obviously, if you're an employer, it's more likely that somebody's going to want to put you into their business if they can see how incredibly passionate you are about doing this particular career, and you've got a never give up attitude. So if this is something that you want to do, you have to prove to that business, to the owner of the business, to the CEO, to the manager, to the person responsible for employing people, that you're the best person for the position because you're the most passionate. And then how do you prove that you're going to be the most professional, that you're going to be the best person because you've got the most in-depth knowledge about that particular business? How do you prove that you're going to arrive on time, that you're going to add value to the business? Most importantly, that you'll actually help the business grow. You're going to bring capital, money, sales, cash flow into the business. And of course, if you can do that, then any employer, doesn't matter what business it is going to want you in their business. So it doesn't matter if you're not qualified. And the answer is no, it doesn't matter, because the best place to learn what you need to learn about any business is in the business. And we all understand that. And most business owners would much rather train you to do their business their way than to have to detrain you from what you've learned from someone else or from university or from school or college and then retrain you in the way that they do things. Most employers would be very excited about having you in their business so they can teach you their way. So how do they know that you're going to be the right person for the business? And a great question to ask: if I'm an employer and I've got to choose between two people, one person who's highly qualified and even highly experienced, but not very passionate about my business or this particular profession, they're just doing it for a job, or someone who isn't qualified, doesn't have any experience, but they're really passionate, they're open to learning, and I know as the employer that you're going to be a top level professional. And it seems to be a bit of a no-brainer. Everything that you can learn about a business can be learnt, but what can't be taught is attitude, character, hard work ethic. None of those things can be taught. They're just a part of who you are. So if you're looking for a career path in any business, you just have to prove to the owner or the manager of that business, the person responsible for employing people, that you are the very best person for that business. And how, of course, do you do that? Now, if you employ people, and you know just as well as I do that the biggest risk in any business, doesn't matter what the business is employing people. You never know that the person that you are going to put into your business, pay money to, is going to be the right person. It doesn't matter how well they interview, how good their resume is, how much experience they've got, how much education they've got. We never know, because a lot of people lie on their resume. A lot of people interview incredibly well, but they should go to acting school instead because they're really good actors. And every employer on the planet has employed somebody who within 3 minutes, 3 weeks or 3 months of that person working in the business, they're trying to get rid of them because their interview, the resume was just a lie. So there's always a position in a business, and that's probably the big thing to remember. If you're really passionate about any business, any profession, there's always a position. So number one, you're passionate about it and you want to do it. Number two, never think that just because this business isn't advertising at the moment, doesn't have an opportunity for you at the moment, that there isn't one there. Because in every business, it's called the 80-20 rule or the 70-20-10 rule. 20% of the people that work in that business are producing 80% of the results, and 20% of the people are very valuable, and 20% of the people are who the company or the organization wants to keep. 80% of the people are either doing just enough to get by, or if you go with the 20-70-10 rule, there's 10% of the people in that organization that the boss is actually trying to get rid of. They're not professional, they're not punctual, they're not doing their job properly, they're unproductive, and they're not adding value to the business. So even if there isn't a position available, there's always people in that top 20% are excellent, the bottom 10% are terrible and the boss is trying to get rid of them. So that's the second thing to remember, that if you're passionate about a business, there's always an opportunity available to you, because there's always people in that business that aren't adding value or as much value as you could add to that business. However, you have to prove that, and as an employer, we never know. We absolutely have no idea who's going to be great for our business and who isn't, until you're in the business. And that's the key there. If you really want to work in an organization, in a business, you have to offer to work for free. It's not about being employed. Once you are employed, once you've signed a bit of paper, or there's a contract, or there's an employment position statement being given to you and you've signed it, then now everybody's stuck. If you're terrible, it's really hard to get rid of you. If you don't want to work there anymore, it's awkward to go. That whole legality of being employed or employing people is really tough. So if you really want to get into an organization and prove your worth, then offer to work for free. No contracts, no legal requirement for that person to pay you any money. However, of course, you need to earn money. So the key here is that you ask for a percentage of, or the value of, the money that you bring into the business extra than if you weren't there. So you ask for a percentage of the sales that you make, or the customers that you bring into the business, or the members that join the gym, or the number of clients that come into the business because of you. So there's no risk for anybody. There's no risk to the business, because they don't have to pay you anything. They only pay you based on the extra business that you're bringing in. And there's no risk to you, because if you don't like it, you can leave. But most importantly, if you believe in yourself, if you back yourself, if you tell somebody that you're a professional, that you arrive on time, that you dress professionally, you have in-depth knowledge about that business, and you're going to bring people into the business, then you've got nothing to lose, because all you have to do is be you. You just go into the business, do what you're passionate about. And you would never go into a business, of course, unless you had the skills, tools, and knowledge to back up what you've promised. And obviously, that's what a great education is all about. That's what the Max International Colleges are all about, making sure that you have the skills, tools, and knowledge that whatever business you go into, you will add value to that business, you'll create sales, you'll create cash flow, and you can back yourself. You can say, I think you should put me into this health club, or into this personal training studio, or into this gym, and don't pay me any money, just pay me a percentage of the memberships that I sell, or a percentage of the members that I bring into the business, because I know how to do that. And that's what the Max program teaches you, how to bring people into a business, whether it's a fitness business, or an accounting firm, or a law firm, or a medical practice, a landscaping business, or a painting company. It doesn't matter. If you have the ability to communicate effectively, ask the right questions, you're passionate about that particular product or service, you will be able to sell it, and that means you'll bring more customers and clients into that business. So there's no downside, there's no lose-lose, it's only a win-win. You get to work in the business that you're the most passionate about, you get to do what you're the most passionate about, you get to choose your own hours, be your own boss, and earn the amount of money that you want to earn, because nobody's telling you what to do. You're actually working as your own boss. I would call it an intrapreneur, and it's something that I've been doing all of my life. So I've never been paid a wage. I've never been asked someone to pay me a wage. It's always been about, I would like a percentage of how many extra dollars I bring into the business. And it means that you can work your ass off if you want to. And of course, you want to work hard. You want to do what you're passionate about. So it actually doesn't feel like work. It just feels like you're doing what you love and you're getting paid for it. And isn't that a bonus? So how do you work in any business and get highly paid? Number one, you've got to do what you're passionate about. Number two, you've got to do the learning, the training, the education, the ongoing learning to be really good at that business. So if you're going into any business, make sure you don't just understand what that profession does, but what that particular business does. You have to have in-depth knowledge about their product and service, the hours that they're open, how much they charge, what kind of target market they have and how to attract that target market, how to market the business effectively, because most businesses have no clue how to market properly. And if you go into a business and you can market their business via their website or a Facebook page or Instagram, any form of social media, of course, if you know how to do a good brochure, if you know how to do a professional talk and invite people to come into the business, if you're good at business networking and you go to business networking events and attract people into the business, you will be very valuable to any business. And of course, that's what the MAX program teaches you how to do. So number one is be passionate. Number two, get the training, education, and do the ongoing learning to make sure you keep getting better and better at what you do. And then number three, you've obviously got to add massive value to people's lives. Now, the person right now that you want to add massive value to is the owner of the business. The owner of the business is at risk every time they employ somebody. And what you're going to be doing is bringing people, money, cash flow into their business without any hassle. And one of the other big philosophies of business is that you want to increase profit and decrease hassle. And any good business person, that is how they live their life every day. How can I increase the profit of my business while decreasing the hassle? Now, if you walk in the door and you say, I'm going to work for free, I'm going to work the hours that nobody else wants to work, and you don't have to give me any money at all, I just want a percentage of the extra business that I bring into your business, it would be very unusual for a business owner to say no. And if they do, you probably don't want to work there anyway, because they're not open to people who are bigger thinkers, who think outside the box, who are excited about their business. So it's a good, if somebody says, no, we don't want you, then it's either one of two things. It's a great sign that you don't want to work there, or you want to find out why. Why would somebody be given such a great opportunity and not want to take you on board? And that could be something to do with the way that you might have come across as arrogant or rude, or you had bad breath, or you had dirty fingernails, or your car was dirty, or they don't employ people who have tattoos or piercings or a beard. We never know. And they're never going to tell you probably, no, we don't want you in our business because you've got the wrong appearance. But be aware that there are consequences, as we know, to the way we appear. So if you want to work in an organization, make sure you rock up there dressed in the most professional way, at the top end of how a person in that profession would dress. Then you would be really aware of your communication skills, your interviewing skills. You'd have a top level CV resume, and not one that looks the same as everybody else's. It would be unique and different. And then, of course, the most unique different thing about you is you don't want to earn a wage. You don't want to earn a salary. You want to work for free and just get a percentage of the extra business that you bring into that business. It's a very cool way to start working. And I share this with teenagers all the time. They tell me I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a vet or an accountant, but I'm not going to be smart enough at school to do that, or it's going to be really hard for me, or people have told me that I can't do it. And I share with these teenagers every single day, you could become a doctor today. You could become a lawyer today. So you rock up at your local hospital, you're dressed professionally, and you sit in the waiting room of the emergency waiting room, and you help people who are waiting for the doctor. You hold their hand, you tell them a joke, you give them a big happy smiley face, you might give them a glass of water. You're just there for the people that are in the hospital, which means you can be a doctor right now. And there's not one emergency room in the world that's going to stop you from going there and helping the people that are obviously highly stressed because they're in their emergency room. If you go to your local vet and you offer to clean the floors, clean the windows, empty the rubbish bins, clean up the animal poo, and just add value to the business, you could become a vet today, because that vet then is more likely to want to train you and even pay for your training. They're more likely to employ you on a part-time or full-time basis, whether it's to answer the phone or to clean the animals, talk to the people when they come into the waiting room. They're going to want to have you in their business because you're proving how valuable you are to their business. If you go to a law firm and you don't have any legal experience, or you're not qualified, but you offer to vacuum the floor, answer the phone, make the coffees and learn, then any lawyer on this planet will be willing to give you the opportunity to share your passion with their business. So if you want to do something, there's never a barrier. You just have to find it. Well, if there is a barrier, you have to find a way through it or over it or around it or blow it up. You can do any career path that you want. Now, last but not least, the most important thing is that when you go into a business, that you add value to the business, which in any business on the planet, that means bringing money into the business. You have to know how to sell that product or service. You have to know how to communicate effectively. You have to know how to ask the right questions to get people to want to buy that product or service. And that is a skill that can be learned. That's not a gift you've been given. It's not a talent that you're born with. You can learn how to sell any product or service, and you can sell it effectively if you're passionate about it. And there's a very significant yet simple process to selling any product or service. And of course, number one is that you're passionate about it. Number two, that you want to learn to be the best in the world at selling that product. And number three, you believe that that product or service can add massive value to people's lives, and you want to put that product into their life, which means you're going to ask them the right questions. And again, at the Max International Colleges, that's a process that we teach you. So please be aware that your Max program is not just an education. It's not just sessions to watch on a video or listen to on audio, do a quiz, do the final knowledge check, and then go out and do your business. It's about personal coaching and mentoring. So if you want to work in a business, if you're excited about a particular career path, if you need help with your resume, with your interviewing skills, with your sales skills, with your communication skills, and you want to practice with somebody who's really passionate about helping you, then that's what your Max program is about. It's the skills, the tools, the knowledge, the training, and the personal coaching and mentoring to make sure that you achieve your goal in whatever career path you choose. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't earn top dollar in a career path that you're passionate about, even if you're not qualified, because you can.